They experience the same forms of bullying as other people.
Amanda Nickerson is director of UB's Alberti Center. Students with disabilities are 2 to 3 times more likely to be a victim of bullying.
I guess the key difference is that it's often about differences. It's about may come from a lack of understanding or a belief that, you know, because you are different, you are not as able.
Basically, we talk about it.
Parent Pam Bennett is the mother of 17-year-old Bailey, who has Down syndrome. Bennett tells us it's important for her daughter to find her voice in preventing bullying.
She's very mature. And so, in my opinion, everybody else needs to catch up to her. But that's just, we're very different than a lot of other people.
You know, oftentimes kids are teased or bullied because of differences.
Julie Herzog's son also has Down syndrome. She is the director of PACER's National Bullying Prevention Center. Herzog appeared as one of the keynote presenters.
When they're already struggling with educational opportunities and to have bullying happen just compounds that, and it's absolutely heartbreaking.
A second keynote speaker, Chad Rose, is an assistant professor in special education at the University of Missouri. He focuses on skill development. Rose goes into schools to implement programs that increase social communication skills to reduce bullying for students with disabilities.
But I also believe that some schools can have skills, and teachers need to be trained in terms of recognizing bullying, addressing bullying, more so than just, you know, come tell me.
Sometimes the bullying is so bad for the students with disabilities that they don't want to attend class and miss out on their education, affecting their physical and emotional health. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.